Hey y'all, it's time for Rolling Dice and Taking Names. Get ready for the annual summer movie special. Screening, streaming, or steaming. Dan Patrice and Chris Kirkman join the show to discuss summer movies, and then the guys will draft which ones they think will have the biggest box office draw. So grab some popcorn, silence your phones, and enjoy the show. Unless you're listening to the show on your phone.
Hello, and welcome to the 2024 edition of Screening, Streaming, or Steaming. My name is Marty.
And I'm Tony, and joining us are brothers from another mother, our favorite Carolina boys, Dan Patrice and Chris Kirkman. Welcome,
Thanks
gentlemen.
Thanks for having us. Looking forward to it.
Thanks as always for having us. I'm excited to be back. I don't know if I appreciate being called a Carolina boy. I guess I kind of am a Carolina boy, but
How long you been here? How long you been here?
31 years.
I think you consider yourself a Carolina boy.
Yeah, I guess I can be a Carolina
boy.
We'll
let you in after 30 years.
And as somebody who constantly pulls for Carolina, I would think you'd claim yourself to be a Carolina boy.
Yes, well, I'm still, I still say I'm blue by marriage. So I'm Carolina blue by marriage. So I still get way excited and way upset when they lose. So I guess I am a Carolina boy.
So it's so funny. So when State was doing their run in the tournament, Vanessa has a shirt called, has written on, "I married into this," and it has the Wolfpack insignia. So she was wearing it that week, and people got a kick out of that. All right, guys. So this is I really should go back and count how many years we have done this. I know we've missed a couple, but this is our big summer movie episode. What we're going to do is, like years in the past, we're going to go through a list of movies, and we're going to talk about whether we would screen them in the theater, just wait for them to come and we'll stream them at home, or they're just a steaming pile of poo when we don't have any interest in watching them whatsoever. Now, gentlemen, last year's summer movies was absolutely insane. The winner from last year was our good buddy Dan, who drafted Barbie, which was like, well, of course, Barbie was a huge hit. The problem is it wasn't drafted until the third round. Nobody was expecting that.
Nope. And I had to almost talk myself into picking it in the third round.
And the other big movie this summer, Oppenheimer, wasn't even drafted.
Ridiculous.
You know, and that's hard to believe because if I recall correctly, now I'm pretty sure I said steaming because I wasn't really into it because it was going to be kind of a bore in those movies, and I still haven't even seen it. And it's not a surprise that I didn't draft that one particularly, but I know that I think every one of you guys were really excited for that movie. So I was kind of still surprised that you didn't draft it.
It was a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
That's why.
And when I went back and listened
to our recap, I'm like, it's 3 hours. Why would anybody sit in a theater for 3 hours, you know, in today's time when you can do it in the comfort of your own home?
It was about the experience. Right. And nobody, I mean, after, I think it happened after we did the podcast when everybody started doing the Barbenheimer, you know, like the go see Barbie and Oppenheimer the same weekend. And that was just explosive, you know, so... Literally with Oppenheimer, but sorry.
All right, so I asked you guys just before we hop into this stuff for give me your three top movies that you saw in 2023. Doesn't have to be summer movies, just your three top movies from 2023. And Dan, why don't you start us off?
So it's interesting because you forget that some movies, because a year seems like not a long time, but you forget that some of these movies came out last year. So when I was looking up 2023, so I have a little bit of a cheat. So my number three is kind of a mix between, I kind of have a tie here because I love D&D and I love Transformers. I actually liked Beast Wars. I thought it was excellent. It kind of went away from some of the formula. So that was my number three. My number two, I didn't actually see until about a month ago, and I couldn't believe how much I loved Wonka. I thought it was excellent. It was really, really good. And then my number one, I've got to go with Guardians.
Chris.
Guardians, of course, was... I mean, I guess we should go in reverse order, but it's fine. Guardians 3 was the best of last year. It's fine. It's just going to win. I'm with Dan. I love D&D. I was surprised how much I like D&D. It's just a fun movie. It's just one of those popcorn flicks that you do. And especially if you're a gamer, you get all the references and everything. It's always a lot of fun. I think even maybe close to Guardians is my number one tie is actually Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It was just excellent.
Was that last year?
It was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah. Wow. So those are my top three.
All right. I didn't see, but maybe three movies last year. So I guess.
I That's what I figured. I that Tony hadn't even seen any movies from 2023.
So 2023, I saw Barbie. Actually, I didn't realize this was 2023, but it won't be in my top three, but I won't even talk about it because I'll get made fun of, so we'll push it aside. The other one I saw was D&D. I enjoyed D&D, got all the reference. Me and my daughter, we watched that one together when she was up visiting, and of course, I saw Oppenheimer. Loved it. I knew I would because I like those kind of films, and I was amazed, and I didn't realize until the Academies that was Iron Man. Just that floors me.
RDJ.
He's amazing. And I was just like, wait a minute, that was, holy cow. I did not realize it. So Oppenheimer, number one.
Did you see Oppenheimer in the theater?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my gosh. It was an insane theater experience.
I'm sure
the
it was.
Sound design was absolutely crazy. All right, so my top three. It's funny, I totally forgot about Spider-Man. That's going to actually push out Oppenheimer, which is my number three, and put Spider-Man in there. Number two, John Wick 4. Absolutely loved it. And number one, easily without a doubt, Godzilla Minus One.
Nice. See, I have not seen it yet, but I bet it would make my list, I'm sure. Yeah.
You haven't seen it yet?
I'm not.
Saw it twice in the theater, and I'm waiting for the physical version. Yeah.
So did you see it in the theater last year in the summer, or was it towards the end of the year that it came out?
It was around Christmas time.
Okay.
Christmas time. Yeah.
I guess that's still 2023.
I saw it in black and white, and I saw it in color. So I saw both versions.
That's cool. That's cool.
All right, cool. So let's see what movies that's going to be on this list might be our top movie of the year. And as always, we look at summer movies ranging from May to the end of August. And once we go through our movies, we're going to have our big draft at the end. And that's what we're going to do is we're going to draft the movies that we think is going to make the most money domestically during its run. And like I said, Dan won last year, and we're going to do a reverse order of how that went last year. I came in dead last, wasn't even close, so I get first pick this year. So as we go through this list, let me see if I can determine what my first pick will be. And starting off on May 3rd, you've got Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt coming in with what looks like a fun rom-com type movie called The Fall Guy. And I don't know if this is based.
It's based off Lee Majors' show. Yeah,
I was wondering if it was. I figured it might be. Figured that Marty and Tony might be the only ones that watched it back then.
I watched it. Are you kidding me? I love The Fall Guy.
I'll go first on this one. Oh, that looks like a cute movie because I like Emily Blunt and I like Ryan Gosling. I thought it looks like it could be fun. But then I saw a featurette about it, about how they want to make sure that they respect what they're trying to show with the stuntmen. So there are a lot of practical effects in this movie. And in fact, one of the effects is they broke a world's record for the number of times they rolled a car.
Wow.
Using what's called a cannon blow, where they use a cannon to flip the car over and make it roll. So it's like when I saw that, I went, okay, I'm into practical effects. So I will actually be going and screening this because it comes out on Vanessa's birthday and she wants to go see it. So screening for me for Fall Guy. Dan?
I'm also screening. Ryan Gosling, actually, he can kind of do no wrong right now. It might be a good early moneymaker. I never really watched the old TV show, but I'm guessing, like I said, this probably has that connection with everything. But it looks great. It's got some good humor. I hope, you know, like a lot of these things, hopefully the trailer doesn't give away all the funny parts to the movie. But it looks good to me. I'm with you. Screening.
Chris?
Again, so we can reiterate our rules here. This is if we had unlimited time. That is our choice.
Unlimited time, unlimited money.
Because right now I would not be able to see it, but I would screen this. I really would. Because, I mean, I loved the old series. I love both Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. I think they're going to have great chemistry in this. It looks a lot of fun. And I, too, love physical effects instead of doing CGI stuff, and I think it'll be really cool. Screening, yes.
Emily Blunt, amazing. Ryan, also. And let's go over the rules again. For me, I don't go to the movie theaters anymore. So it doesn't really matter what I say here. It will always be streaming. But I would say with that, though, I would still only stream this because it's not enough to draw me in. And I will stream it this year regardless. So yeah, streaming.
Well, again, the modified rules are if you got unlimited time, unlimited resources, and a wife that'll go to the theater with you. So, you know, you can do that.
There you go. Yeah, that last one really applies to me.
So you're keeping a tally, right? Because at the end, we'll see how many we... Okay. All right. Now, movie number two is coming from writer-director John Krasinski. You know him from The Office, obviously, with a movie called If with Ryan Reynolds, with If stands as imaginary friends. And did anybody ever watch Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends on Cartoon Network?
Mm-mm. Oh, God.
Is this not the exact same premise?
It is pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Where basically kids have imaginary friends as they grow up. They abandoned them. And so on the cartoon, it was basically an adoption agency where they had imaginary friends. And this looks like exactly the same.
Yeah, thing. I've never heard of that, to be honest.
Oh, you never? Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. It's good. Yeah. I'm 100% screaming. I'm screening this. I'm probably screaming as I'm screening this. Ryan Reynolds, you know, I said Ryan Gosling can kind of do no wrong. Ryan Reynolds can literally do no wrong. It looks cute. Yes. It's funny. It's going to be a kid's hit. This might be a kid's hit for years to come, because it looks great. I mean, everything Ryan Reynolds does is great. So I'm in. I'll screen it. And it have no problem seeing getting my wife to go either, because it's Ryan Reynolds.
Well, yeah, that's a big thing, too. This is the most anticipated movie that I have, honestly, almost of all summer, except for one, which we'll get there. The initial trailer was just fantastic, and they had the behind the scenes talking to Krasinski and Ryan Reynolds, talking about what if we did a live action Pixar. It just looks amazing. It's going to be funny. It's going to be charming. It is going to be a hit with both kids and adults. I'm absolutely screening this one.
Actually, this one, I'll go back to the theater. I think there's another one on here where my daughter and I have said we will go and take mom with us because when she's visiting. So even though it'll be a month late, we will probably go and do this over Father's Day just because how much we enjoyed the Imaginary Friends shows, Cheese, Blue, that whole thing. And she's all on board with this. So I will be screening as well.
100%. I too will be screening. I think John Krasinski is a really talented writer and director, as we've seen with Quiet Place. Ryan Reynolds is amazing. And I think this is going to be these where I'll need like a little tissue at the end of this movie, because this is going to be a heartwarming movie. I feel it coming.
Absolutely.
There's going to be some emotional moments in
this. This is a Toy Story 3.
Yeah. And it doesn't take me, it doesn't take me much to have a tear at the end of a movie. I'll tell you that. I don't know what happened to me in my old age.
Oh, it's all of us. It's the dad cry.
It's all totally.
Coming May 24th, George Miller is back with a new movie in the Mad Max universe, Furiosa, which was a character that was introduced in Fury Road. This features Anna Taylor-Joy playing a young Furiosa and hearing about her story. Chris, does this interest you?
I'm on the fence on this one because I love George Miller's universe. I've been a fan of Mad Max since when Road Warrior came out, and then when I found the original Mad Max. I just love that world. I love post-apocalyptic, especially with cars and trucks being kitted out. I wasn't a big fan of the last one with Furiosa because I'm not a big Charlize Theron fan, but I still enjoyed the movie a lot. I just think that, yeah, I know Dan's
not
going crazy
happy about that.
I love you're always there.
I know you do. I just, for some reason, I just can't. Anyway, I love Anya Taylor-Joy. And so if it's set in George Miller, I'm on the fence. I'm probably going to stream this one.
Is that how you say your name? Is it Anya?
Yeah.
I thought it was Anna.
I was going to Anna. So
I think it's Anya Taylor-Joy.
Anya Taylor-Joy. Yeah. Okay.
I could be wrong.
All right. So for me, this is a steaming piece of crap. I am not going to watch this. I have no desire to watch this. After the last one, and everybody's raving about that Mad Max movie with the arm Charlize thing. I didn't care. So this is steaming.
Tony, don't ever change. This is what makes these shows great, is that none of us ever change. We're all the same, and it always makes for great, great content. I love it.
All right, so opposed to Tony, I loved Fury Road, saw it in a theater twice. I thought it was absolutely freaking amazing. I love Anya Taylor-Joy. I have two issues with this. To me, the trailer looks a lot more CGI-ish
than practical
what Fury Road did, and that's what I loved about Fury Road. That kind of concerns me, and I don't know if George Miller wrote this. He's involved, but I don't know if he's involved as what he was the Fury Road. So I will be seeing it because I do like Anya Taylor-Joy and stuff. So I will screen it, but I haven't lowered my expectations.
Yeah, so when it's funny when you say earlier, Marty, when you're talking about the practical effects, the first thing that came to my mind was Fury Road, because they were talking about how it kind of like was the first one to do a lot of practical effects, that many in like decades, how much he did that. That being said, I am with Tony, sort of with Tony, because I thought Fury Road was just, it was just a movie, you know, it was just okay. Like, basically the whole movie is, we're going out, we're going to just go out there, and then we're just going to come back. That was the whole movie. It was just, yeah. So I'm going to stream it, because I really like, and I'll say it the other way, I really like Anna Taylor-Joy. I think she's excellent. I think she's another rising star, but I just didn't like Fury Road. But this one looks like a fun popcorn summer movie to watch at home. To me. So I know I'll enjoy this one at home. And of course, Chris Hemsworth, being a villain is different, you know, for him. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm sure that'll be pretty cool. So yeah, I'll stream it.
Next up, Garfield is back on the big screen with another adaptation, this time voiced by Chris Pratt. And Samuel L. Jackson is also in there, voicing a scruffy street cat named Vic. Tony, you a big Garfield fan enough to drag you in and see this in the theater?
I enjoy Garfield. I mean, I had my little Garfield one that had the suction cups that you would stick on things. I enjoyed all the Garfield, the lasagna and everything like this. But I will only screen this if it's playing on a airplane. That's it. You know, so screening only.
I'm very confused. So which one is that?
Well, it's not steaming because I like Garfield enough, but I'm not going to watch this. I'm not going to screen it at my house. I'll do it when I'm flying, you know, on a long flight somewhere
I think it's streaming,
Can we put it as a streaming?
Oh, streaming. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had typed. My bad. Streaming typing. There we go. Streaming.
Okay. So this one's a tough one for me because I haven't seen anything. I think I have seen a trailer, but it sounds like Chris Pratt. It sounds like Mario. Mm-hmm. So
I got a question. Right now, hold on. You didn't put Mario on your top three list either.
No. Mario was a fine movie, but it wasn't great movie.
It wasn't top three by any means. It was a pleasant surprise
that wasn't great.
Yeah.
No, it's worth streaming. It's worth streaming. See it.
Yeah. Because it was a plane on the train from Barcelona to Madrid, so I got to see the subtitles in Spanish. It was actually pretty good to watch. I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm sorry. Back to Garfield. Sorry. Squirrel.
Unless somebody just says it's really good, I'll probably lean towards steaming. I don't know that I'll ever see it. Unless you guys come back and say, Marty, it's the most funny thing I've seen in quite a while. Y'all changed my mind. There's just nothing right there that's really grabbing me yet.
I'm steaming. I can care less. Like, I want to like Garfield. I just, you know, the comics make me laugh. Garfield minus Garfield is one of the funniest things you'll ever see. If you ever see that, where they just take Garfield out of every strip.
Yeah, so John looks like he's insane and depressed all the time.
It's all awesome. but yeah, I mean, it looks awful. I mean, not even Chris Pratt or Samuel Jackson, and I think even Snoop is in this somewhere. I mean, I just can't care less at all. So steaming.
I haven't cared about Garfield since the Halloween and Christmas specials in the 90s, so I could care less. And the whole last one with Bill Murray, it's just so funny in Zombieland, where he said, when he's dying, did you have any regrets? He said, well, maybe Garfield. So, yeah, that's steaming.
All right. I think that's I'm
streaming it.
Tony was streaming it. Yeah. All right. So we haven't had a consensus yet, have we? Yeah, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
Of course.
Oh, if. Thank you. See, that's why you're keeping score over there. All right, so next up is a maybe kicking off a new trilogy, I don't know, in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. We did have the previous trilogy that shows how the Planets of the Apes were set up. This is with a new director, and so we're curious about how this one's going to be. I think this was back to me at this point.
Yes.
Right now, I love that universe. I'm leaning towards screening because I really enjoyed the past three, but I know this is new people running the movie, so it may be totally different. But right now, that's going to be Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, I'll probably go screen that.
So I'm going to go streaming on this one. I want to not like these movies, but ever since that first new one, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I think it was James Franco, that was really good. So every one of these seems to be very well written. They're pretty good cinematography. They're kind of like guilty pleasure movies, but they're definitely in my mind streaming guilty pleasure. So I've got higher hopes than probably average but not enough to go see it in a movie theater. So I'm streaming.
Streaming on this one, I've enjoyed the past ones. I really have. I don't think it's got enough interest for me to take the chance to screen it. I will definitely check it out streaming because I've enjoyed the past. But you're right. It is a different team. So you never know how it's going to go. But I think streaming, totally. Yeah.
So for me, I haven't seen the last one. So this would be all lost on me. But I mean, let's face facts. Ape falls in love with girl. Girl falls in love with ape. Ape climbs building. This is King Kong. This is steaming.
I think it's a little more nuanced than that, but yes.
You think?
But yeah, but I get you.
Speaking of which, I'm gonna do a score real quick. Has anybody seen Godzilla versus or Godzilla X King Kong?
Not yet. No, it's a streaming one for me. But yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It looks ridiculous, and the whole plot synopsis of it is just ridiculous. So
it's
is it bad?
Pretty bad.
It's bad.
It's
bad. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty. The human part is really bad.
Really? Right.
Okay. June 7th, they're back for a Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Because Martin Lawrence needs some money. That's why.
Yes.
That's gonna. So does Will Smith.
Well, true. Lawrence done.
True. So, yeah, so it's another Bad Boys. This is Dan kicking it off, I think.
So this is, I've got a bunch that are kind of like in the middle because this is kind of somewhere between streaming and steaming. But watching the trailer, I went with streaming for this one. This is another one where I haven't seen many of this series, but watching the trailer, it looks entertaining enough, but definitely from my couch. Like, I'm not sure if we're allowed, are we allowed to like Will Smith right now? I don't know where the whole public consensus are.
I know.
You know, but
I don't know. I can't tell either whether it's, is it right? Is it been enough time but since the slap?
Yeah.
It depends. Are you in his cult or not?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, but anyway, they have good, they always have good chemistry in these movies. And it looks, you know, it'll probably be entertaining. I watched the trailer and every other word was the F-bomb. And like, listen, I'm not a kid and I'm not a get off my lawn. But after a while, you're kind of like, all right, we get it. Enough. But it's fine. I'll stream it.
Yeah, I'll stream it. I mean, I'm honestly, you know, I think we need a new category. I'm going to go with Tony and be like, if I'm on an airplane, because this is the perfect airplane movie. I'd be like, all right, Bad Boys is on. Okay, cool. I watch Bad Boys while I'm flying. You know. But yes, streaming for me, I would never screen this one. Although I did screen the first two Bad Boys and loved them. I had blast with them. Just this one, a little long in the tooth for this one right now. So I think stream, yeah.
Tony?
All right. For me, this is steaming. I'm sorry. I never watched a single one of these Bad Boys. I don't need to watch a single one. This is steaming.
What you going to do? What you going to do?
So, yeah, complete and total steaming pile. So, Marty?
Yeah, Bad Boys 2 I liked. I mean, that's when Michael Bay was kind of, you know, in the 90s doing his thing. I enjoyed. But I really have no desire to go back and see two old guys try to do this again. So it's going to be steaming for me.
So is that the same Michael Bay for the Transformers, one of the best movies ever made?
He was on a roll, though, in the 90s. I think
he had the Rock and Armageddon and Bad Boys.
And original Transformers was not long after that, too. Mm. So, I mean, there was a bunch that are in there. And there's probably a few other things we're forgetting that were him, too. A
quick squirrel moment. Dan, have you seen the trailer for the new Transformers animated movie that's coming out?
So that's an interesting one because it's very much for kids, but it has some good humor. And then for like the diehard Transformers, it's like, oh, so we're going to get to see when Optimus and Megatron were kind of buddies. And then probably towards by the end, Megatron will kind of go off and do his own thing. But it's not a take it too serious movie, but it's also probably the first time I think they don't have Peter Cullen as Optimus. And that kind of hurt me a little bit. But it looks pretty good.
Gotcha. All right. June 14th, we have a follow-up from Pixar to Inside Out 1. We have Inside Out 2. Chris?
This is an interesting one for me because a lot of people, matter of fact, the people online that I follow on YouTube and watch, a lot of people are like kind of lambasting this and saying that the original Inside Out was one of their least favorite Pixar movies and so on and so forth. I thought it was good. I enjoyed the first one. I thought it had good humor. I liked the whole, what was the old TV show, Herman's Head or whatever, where he had, it was the same concept, same conceit. And I watched that show.
And Dream On, too, had another kind of head thing like that, too.
Yeah, sort of. I just thought it was cool, and I liked the voice actors, and I liked the, we still call Indy's elephant toy Bing Bong, so it's just, you know, I don't think I'm going to screen this one. I think I'll stream this one.
Tony?
All right, this will be the double feature. This is the other big one for me that Rebecca and I loved Inside Out. I used to be able to quote it when she, you know, was around here, and now I need to go back and watch it. The angst that's in this movie and how it is, it fits with a teenage girl. And Dan, you should be understanding this. I mean, it's just all right there. So I'm going to get to see If and Inside Out 2 probably in the theater on Father's Day weekend, which is when this is coming out, if I'm not mistaken. So this is This is a screening.
Do you know how long we've been doing this for? My daughter will be 21 this year.
Yeah.
That's how long we've been doing these for. So it's not even a teenager.
You haven't even reached the angst.
Yeah.
Hilarious. So for me, I never saw Inside Out 1. I'm sure it was fine. I know people that enjoyed it. I just never got around to seeing it. And I probably won't take time to go watch Inside Out 1. So it's going to be steaming for me. Not saying it's going to be a bad movie. I just know that I'll probably never watch it.
So I think hopefully this is the last one where I'm kind of wishy-washy because it's really close to steaming. This is kind of like a fool me once thing because Inside Out 1 had a great trailer. All the funny things were in the trailer. Everything else was way more heartfelt than needed to be for a movie that I was really hoping was going to be a laugh a minute kind of thing with the whole emotions thing. It does look like the cute and funny parts are in this trailer. Again, it's going to make a ton of money, but I'm not really sure I care, but I'll stream it just again, I guess I'm kind of that's where I get the Tony thing because I want to stream it with my daughter, mm-hmm. and it does have some funny hockey things in it. So we'll go with streaming for this one.
Oh, and you'll dad cry.
I absolutely will. I dad cried in the first one, so for sure.
All right. So on June 28th, we have another in a Quiet Place series. We've had two movies from that. This is a day one. What happened on day one? But this one was not directed by John Krasinski. I think he may be producing it. But this takes place not with his family, but it may be in the New York City or something like that. And what happens on the day the aliens attack? A Quiet Place, day one. Tony?
All right. So I've watched one and two and thoroughly enjoyed those two movies. I'm scared the bejeebus out of me. But this one I'm associating with kind of like with The Walking Dead. They're trying to get more money, sinking it into this. So I'll stream this one. This one, I just don't have any interest in seeing it. It's at the theater.
I'm going to be in the same boat. I'm going to be streaming this one also. This almost feels like Predator 2. It's like, okay, now we're in the city. What happened in the big city sort of deal? So for me, I'll be streaming it.
I could care less. Steaming. Absolutely don't care. I didn't watch the first. It's not quite horror. I think it's more suspense where I probably would enjoy the first two, but I just never really got around to it. I do like the actors that are in this. And there was a couple actors, I can't remember their names. They were excellent in the trailer. And you didn't really get to see what's his name from Stranger Things. And I'm pretty sure he's one of the other leads in this. The guitar player guy that's going to be Johnny Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, got it.
I think he's going to be in it, too. But yeah, I'm steaming. I don't care.
I'll stream it. I screened the first two and loved the first two, but this one just feels, again, like a little derivative. I mean, I'm sure I'll enjoy it when I stream it, but I'm not going to the theater to see it.
Moving on, July 3rd, you know, they were successful with 1, 2, and 3. Why not do a Despicable Me 4? Steve Carell is back. Now, here's the thing is I'm going off first on this one. I saw 1. Maybe I saw 2, but I know I for sure didn't see 3 and probably will not see 4. So it's going to be steaming for me.
So I'm going to stream this one. I can't watch these in a theater because I get bored quickly because the minions are like the penguins to me. Remember the penguins in Madagascar? They're like, they're funny until they're not. And then it's kind of the same with Gru. But the kids are always hilarious. They're very cute. And the minions are funny in spots. So it's kind of a steaming, but when like I'm at home and you're doing other things, or when you're flipping around the channels, like it'll be on and you'll laugh at a few parts, but I just can't sit there and just watch the whole thing. It just would just drive me crazy. So I'll go streaming with this one.
Steaming. That's all I'm going to say. The minions drive me crazy. I'm so over Minions, and it's like they're everywhere, and everybody thinks they're cute, and they're posted all over Facebook all the time. And I'm like, I just please move on to something else. So definitely steaming for me. I saw 1 and 2, enjoyed those. Then Minions came out, and it just all went downhill, straight to the trash pile. So steaming, absolutely.
It's interesting, Chris, because I wonder if we've had enough non-Minion time. When Marty, do you remember when the third one came out? I don't know if you had that written down anywhere when the third one came out, because it feels like it's been a while. So I'm wondering if like the...
There's a little Minion bounce back.
Yeah, or I guess there was the Minions probably came out after 3. So mm-hmm. Are we getting a Minions back? Maybe.
2017 was Despicable Me 3.
Okay.
Wow, so it's and been then, a while. Then Minions was after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, the this is... I went and I streamed The Minions, Fool Me Once, Shame on You. This one, Despicable Me 4, if I watch it, Fool Me Twice, Shame on Me. So this is, I'm not even going to try to stream this. This is steaming for me. I love The Minions. I have a shirt with The Minions, but no, I cannot do this. I think, you know, in The Incredibles 2, remember when the baby battled the raccoon? Do you remember that? That was the funniest thing in that whole movie. I think with the kids and the Minions battling whatever that animal is, I think that's going to be the funniest part. They've already shown it. I'm done. So steaming for me.
And Minions was 2015. So Despicable Me 3 Minions was after Minions.
Oh, really?
And I don't know. I don't know if there's been 2 Minions, but it says Minions movie was 2015.
I feel like it was out just yesterday as much Minion crap is out. So, yeah.
Back in the 90s, one of my favorite action movies was a movie with Bill Paxton and Ellen Hunt called Twister. Well, can they capture this the spirit of this again with Twisters? There's more than one this time.
There was more than one the first time, but that's okay.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. But this is Twisters. I don't think it's a remake of the first one. I just think it's another tornado chasing style movie.
It's interesting because... Is it a remake? Is it a reimagining? Is it just because there's so many things that bring you back? Like, I think it's going to be not quite a shot for shot, but my guess, and now maybe there's people that have seen more of the synopsis of this than I have. My guess is that it's going to be a role reversal where the dude, Glenn Powell, is going to be the one that's still chasing tornadoes and his ex is going to be the one that's coming back and he brings her back. And that's my little prediction there. Glenn Powell is also going to be a big star. He, if you remember,
he's
he
in
was
a ton
Hangman.
Of stuff right now.
Yeah, he's so, been in a lot. He was in a rom-com that made surprisingly decent amount of money last year that looked like they had good chemistry. And he was Hangman in Maverick. He's going to be a big star. He's funny. He's a good-looking dude. This is one of Chris and Maya. We talk about it on our show all the time. It's one of our favorite original movies. And apparently Marty, too. It's just an absolutely great movie. I can't wait to see this. We are going to be screening this, I'm sure, on an opening, well, if I'm around, you know, I think we have to pick up DJ from school that weekend, but as soon as we can, I'm going to be screening this.
Nice, Chris.
Well, I mean, I think anybody who's been around me knows how much I love Twister. I've seen Ghostbusters 147 times.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Because I count. And I've seen Twister, I have not counted, but it is definitely my second most watched movie after Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm bored or I'm trying to do something around the house, and I'm like, what do I watch? I throw Twisters on. I am a huge storm chasing fan. I've watched all of them, everything that's out there storm chasing. And all I can say is I'll be in the theater. This is screening for me, but if they screw this up, I'm going to riot. So,
uh-oh.
Nice. Tony?
So Twister, like you, Chris, love Twister. Watch it whenever it's on. You cannot, I mean, Cal.
Yeah.
I mean, you just cannot. It hits you. It hits you right here, you know? But this one is hitting me somewhere else. This is steaming.
Oh,
absolutely steaming.
Wow.
I'm not going, I have no interest in this. I mean, they could put sharks in these tornadoes. They could do whatever they want.
Oh, please no. Please no.
The Twisters could be chasing the storm chasers. I don't care. This is so steaming for me.
I remember back in the 90s, Twister being the movie that they always showed in Best Buy in their movie room to show you how well everything sounds and everything. It was like the standard for like Dolby and all that stuff. So cool. So Twisters, I love the storm type, catastrophe type movies too. I don't know that I'll screen it, but I'm interested enough to at least stream it. So I'll say stream for right now, but it's one of those things as we get closer, I might change my mind. But as of today, it's going to be streaming.
Wow. I'm so surprised about that.
I'm surprised,
really.
Yeah.
I'm in between a screen stream.
Because I was looking at you, like Marty, I was looking at you, it's been like, is there a movie? Okay, I'm screening it. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I know, and I see so many movies, and I may see this, but I can't answer screen to everything.
Yeah, true.
All right, July 26th, a big movie coming out, something from Marvel called Deadpool versus Wolverine. Chris is up first on this one.
Oh, it's steaming. Yeah, right. Screening. Are you crazy? Good Lord, man. Next to If, this is my most anticipated movie of the summer. Hell yeah. I mean, this is the one I probably will actually go to the theater to see. Well, I'll probably actually go see Twisters as well. It's going to be a busy 2 weeks here. But I'll be in the theater to see Deadpool. Logan's a huge Deadpool fan as well. And it just looks silly as hell. The latest trailer just came out, what, today? And
Well, that's the whole point of the movie, that Logan's a big Deadpool fan.
It's a good joke. It's a good joke. It's a good joke. My Logan, not Wolverine. But anyway, totally screening for this one, even though it does have the potential to totally go off the rails and be way more over the top. But it's Deadpool. I mean, you can go as much over the top as you want to, and it's got Wolverine in it. How can you go wrong? Screening 100%.
Tony.
All right. I will probably be streaming this. It doesn't have enough of the hero effects that I need to pull me into the theater, the big space scenes, things like this. It'll have the feels because, you know, there'll be a lot of bro love going on here. So for me, I think it's just going to be streaming.
I love Deadpool 1. I love Deadpool 2. I mean, it's 100%. I will be in the theater. In fact, my son and I, Travis, were talking. We will be in the theater Thursday night, or one of the first showings. One of the reasons why is this is going to be so cameo heavy.
Oh, yeah.
That it's going to be hard to avoid. Spoilers, and I want to know as little as possible going in. Not the story. It's just all the cameos
that will be popping up next
day. This is
going to
be a flash-heavy cameo for here, because it's going to be a lot of that stuff.
Yep.
And I hope the TVA is hardly in it at all. I hope they don't lean into that. Mm-hmm. I think that was such a weak part of Loki.
I think it's just mostly a MacGuffin for him to be doing the multiverse thing. I don't think they're going to dig into the TVA too deep like Loki did.
So good, you know what's good. So great about this? I have no idea what y'all are talking about. Seriously,
which is why I'm streaming for you. So Dan,
This may be one. So Chris, this may be the one where we make it a point, because every now and then Chris and I will go on a Thursday night. We'll meet up at a theater that's kind of between where we both live, and we'll go and watch this, because I think this is by far most people's most anticipated movie this summer. It's a very light Marvel DC summer. Maybe it's the calm before the storm, or maybe it's because of the strikes that happened last year. And like you said, Marty, this is going to be a huge cameo laden movie that who knows what they're going to do with the whole universe. I still think they're kind of leaning into the whole Secret Wars and leaning into the next Young Avengers and such. And this is going to have a lot to do with that. But there was another trailer that just came out today. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was kind of like a Red Band trailer, you know, with a lot of cursing in it and stuff, but it was hilarious. It was amazing. I can't wait to see this. It should be great. So I'm screening this one.
On August 2nd, Harold and the Purple Crayon. I got to kind of explain this one. So Zachary Levi, an actor, has a crayon, and whatever he draws comes to life. The trailer looks really kind of cute and heartwarming and stuff. So this is kind of one of those August movies, and they kind of throw movies like this at the end of the summer. So the ones we're going to get into, I don't know, they may not be huge, but there might be some gems in here. So, Chris, what do you think about this one?
I mean, it sounds charming. I love the kids' book. It's just, it's classic. The illustration style in the kids' book is fantastic. And Zachary Levi is great. I mean, he's just a fun guy. Like, he made Shazam, you know? Like, he sold that movie. And I think he can sell this one, too. It seems like it's interesting they chose to make Harold a grown-up in this one. But I think it's to appeal to grown-ups, but also give that children angle. That said, I can't see myself going to the movie theaters to see it, but I would definitely stream it.
Same here. Streaming for me, because Zachary Levi, even though he's an adult, he gives me that kid vibe. You know, that'll carry through for the book. I'm interested in how they're going to pull this off with all the various effects. So I definitely want to stream it. It's not steaming for me, but it's not worth me going to the theater to check out. So definitely streaming.
I agree with you guys too. I think streaming is the way to go. I like Zachary Levi. He's a fun actor to watch, and he seems like he's one of those. This is one of those roles he can have a lot of fun with. So streaming for me, Dan.
I love Shazam. I love Zachary Levi, but this looks horrible. I'm sure I could be wrong, but it looks terrible. This is steaming.
Wow. All right.
Just that. You're just going to end it there.
It's just steaming.
You don't like the color purple. What is it?
I could definitely be wrong, but who knows?
Okay. What if it was the red grand?
Yeah.
No, I like purple. My son's prep school, that's their colors, purple up there where he plays hockey, you know.
Before we started recording, we were talking about the Fallout TV show that was on, which is actually pretty enjoyable. Chris and I were talking about how well it's been received, but lots of times video game adaptations don't come over very well. Well, what do we think about the movie that's coming out on August 9th based on a video game, Borderlands? Tony, you're up.
All right. As Marty can attest, this is one of my all-time favorite video games. I played this game so much just for the loot, trying to make it just get what's the next purple loot I can get? How's this gun going to be any better? And then when I said Borderlands, there's a movie about this? By the way, the board game, not so much. But I'm like, Kate Blanchett, interesting. Jack Black is Claptrap. Okay, is it CGI? No, it's live action. I'm so confused. I went from steaming to screening. I'm going to screen this bad boy. I really think.
Wow.
I love Borderlands. Kate Blanchett. Come on now.
She's great.
She's great.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is in it too.
It's just got a ton. It's a huge cast.
Tiny Tina. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, I'm sure it'll be steamy because they'll push it too hard. But if they stay true to the fun of Borderlands, hey, I'll go to the theater see this. On half price Tuesdays.
There you go. So I was the one that played a lot of Borderlands with Tony. I think we played through the entire game co-op from start to finish, which was a ton of fun. So I have a lot of great memories with that game. And when I first saw this movie, I couldn't roll my eyes far enough back in my head. This looks like a streaming pile of crap.
You mean steaming?
And I will not be steaming pile of crap. I will not be watching this with my eyes. No way. This looks horrible. Horrible.
But yet you go see Godzilla and King Kong.
And that was horrible.
I couldn't disagree more if I walked out the door. This looks like Guardians of the Borderlands. They even borrow ELO. Are we just now realizing the brilliance that was ELO? I've always loved ELO. I mean, should we their songs?
It's just a renaissance for ELO right now.
Yeah.
Side note, Vanessa and I bought tickets and we're going to go see ELO in Atlanta in October.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
So yep. I've watched this trailer no less than 10 times. It gets better every time I watch it.
Does it?
I don't care if it bombs. It looks hilarious. I love Kate Blanchett. That's like a perfect casting because she's just so good deadpan. The way she does it, I mean, everything just gives me that Guardians vibe. And this could be a movie that makes $2 million or it could blow up. I'm telling you, there's something about this. It could blow up. It very well could blow up. I can't wait to screen this one.
Chris?
So, Borderlands... I'm the only person here who's not played Borderlands. However, I always wanted to play Borderlands. I just never found the time to buy it or try it, but I loved the idea of the game. I loved the idea of the universe. I know the universe by osmosis because it's been everywhere, you know. I'm not as invested as like you players are, but the cast and the universe that it's set in, I mean, I'm not going to screen it, but I'd stream it for sure. And it'd be one of those like Saturday night, hey, you're going to get some whiskey or something and watch a movie. That would be Borderlands. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I think it could be a lot of fun, but streaming for sure for me.
But I think that's going to be its downfall is it's for the video game people. Yeah. Okay. We understand it. For everybody who's not played the video game, they're going to be like, what is this?
So confused.
Just like Marty.
Even think that's true because remember when Guardians first came out, everyone was like, well, it's going to be one of these movies where it's just going to be people that like the comics because who the hell is going to want to see a talking raccoon? And then now here we are.
Well, I mean, you're right, but it's unpredictable. You never know when lightning is going to be in a bottle, and Guardians was definitely one of those things. Borderlands could be that too. But it's risky.
Remember, there's no movie out this summer. Marty. There's no movie out this summer that's like a Guardians or a spaceship comedy. So, and I think
we got two more to get to the spaceship comedy one.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Hey.
All right. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This is the one that created the most discussion out of this whole thing.
It's true.
What?
It's very true.
Borderlands. Mm-hmm. Man, it's because we had extreme opinions on this one. M. Night Shyamalan has not had a great movie in quite a while. But when I saw the trailer for Trap, about a father and a teen daughter going to a pop concert, and I don't want to give away the trailer, just go watch it. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? The premise is kind of interesting to me. Could M. Night be back? So I don't know. I've trusted M. Night a few times in the past and got burned, but this is at least a streaming because I'm curious to see. Of course, there's the twist, right? That's the thing with him. And you're figuring out the entire time, what's the twist? What's the twist? What's the twist? And it's hard not to go and watch one of his movies without thinking that. But I think the premise of this movie looks really interesting and kind of sinister. So at least for me, it's going to be streaming. Dan?
So I'm streaming too. I originally thought steaming, but the trailer and the fact that I was Shyamalan, it brought it up to streaming for me. I got the twist because they give away the twist the set like 2 seconds into the trailer. I won't give it away now, but they do. So if you're going to watch the trailer, they give away the twist. So, and I got it pretty early, and even my wife got it before the trailer gives it to you. So how is M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong going to give us even more of a twist? Because you think you know what the twist is. Like, there's been movies like whatever it was, Lady in the Water. They gave you the twist in like 10 minutes, and then that was it. Like, they never gave you another twist. You're like, oh, okay. So is this one going to be like that? Or is there a few more that he's messing with you? So that is kind of what's got me enough to stream, is that I want to see what he can, if he brings it around and can. So streaming.
Chris.
Streaming, because I'm always curious what M. Night's going to do. I mean, yeah, we've been burned in the past, but I've also, some of my favorite movies have been streaming. I love Signs. I know that's controversial to some people, but I love that movie. It has its faults, but I just love it. This one seems to me closer to, I don't know if any of you have ever seen his movie Devil, about people trapped in an elevator.
Oh, that's excellent. Yes.
It is an excellent movie. It is underrated. If you get a chance.
It's not very long either, so it's an easy watch.
It's like 90 minutes. Yeah, exactly. I feel like this is the same kind of movie of like Devil is, and it may not have like a twist. There is a twist in Devil, but it's not like a Sixth Sense kind of twist. It's not turn your brain sideways kind of twist. It's like you can kind of see the twist coming, and then when it happens, you're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. It's just great. It's really a fun movie. It's very, and I have the feeling that this is going to be that similar kind of movie. So I would definitely stream this one.
Okay. And I'm the same. Everything else said streaming for me as well. I mean, I was like you, Marty, I was like, ooh, you got me here. I mean, you know, I'd written him off because he hasn't brought anything to the theater lately. I'm like, oh, this is an interesting twist. And I also think this will get my wife involved because it's all got that Criminal Minds, you know, motif going here. And she loves that Criminal Minds stuff. So I'm like, ooh, let's see how this turns around. To your point, Chris, where's that twist? What's it going to be? We know it's coming. We know it's coming. Don't disappoint me.
On August 16th, thanks to shows like Stranger Things and the latest Ghostbusters movie, what better way is to take a bunch of young people and throw them into a storied franchise? And that's what we have here with Alien Romulus. Dan's already shaking his head. What do you think about this?
Oh my
one,
God.
Man?
I want to like this. I really do. I just don't care. It's the same old, same old. I want them to do something new in the Alien universe. How about we mix up the formula, you know, like Planet of the Apes, mix things up. Let's make an alien a good guy who can communicate somehow and help the humans. Like, that would mix it up to make things strange, you know, change things up a little bit. Other than that, I feel like this has been done 1,000 times. And I love the genre of it, because Aliens is probably in my top 5 movies of all time. This looks terrible, steaming.
Yeah, Jesus wept. Can we just kill the franchise? At least for like 20 years, maybe, and then we'll come back. And, hey, you remember Aliens? We're like, what, 70, 75? We're like, yeah, I kind of remember Aliens. So then they can reintroduce it to us. I am so sick of Aliens. I love the Alien franchise as far as like Alien and Aliens. Prometheus to this day still haunts me because it's so bad. But it has, it's like, I just go down this long rabbit hole of these people who have this, you know, space Jesus theory. And it's just, it's a rabbit hole. It's a deep rabbit hole. It's fascinating. But I'm like, what are you coming away from this movie saying all this stuff? Then the last one was a piece of crap. No, steaming. Absolutely. I don't care. Just like, I'll go back and watch Aliens if I want to get an alien fix, you know?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, steaming, 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 like an open gaping hole in a chest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you did there. Nice.
Thank you. So yeah, this is, got it. I have no interest. So, and you know, I've yet to see aliens.
whoa.
Wait, pause. Hold on a second. You haven't seen aliens?
What?
Tony.
We discuss this every time, and I always bring it up every time.
I don't know that we've discussed this every time. How have this you not seen one to me. Of the...
Yes, Tony, without a doubt, you need to see Aliens.
I know. Everybody tells me that. Good. You need to go see it.
It is the second greatest action film of all time.
It scares me.
No.
It's an action film. Yeah, it's more action-y than anything else.
Number one was more scary. Two is different.
Two is a military action film. Number one is the horror movie.
I know. I need to see it. I need to find it on some system somewhere, and maybe it's on VHS.
And when you see how many people that you love are in that movie, you're like, oh my god, this really is amazing. How many like people before their time are in the movie too?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know. I got to do it.
Go ahead. You've got to do it. By the way, there are going to be listeners that heard me say the second greatest action movie of all time. We all know what the greatest action movie of all time is, right?
Is it Ghostbusters?
Transformers. Yeah. Die Hard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay. That's fair. Best Christmas movie ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I said it's. I can't add anything else to you guys. What you said. It's steaming. 100%. For the same reasons.
Was that a clean sweep? It was one of the few clean sweeps of steaming.
Clean sweep.
Hey, why don't we take another storied franchise that used to be good at one time, and let's bring in actually a talented actor. What's his first name? Skarsgård.
Bill.
Is this one Bill?
Bill? Yes, Bill.
Yeah, there's too many Skarsgårds out there.
And they're all actually really good, too.
Yeah, the Skarsgårds, they are. Who's going to be playing the Crow, made famous by Brandon Lee.
It's the one he died on.
Yep. And Chris, what do you think about this?
Nope. No. This even the fact this exists pisses me off. Like, no. Like the original, I was a fan of the comic, and it was a very indie comic, and then they made The Crow, and Brandon Lee had to die to make the movie, and it is absolutely fantastic. It was part of the zeitgeist of us growing up in the 90s. No, steaming. I'm not going to watch this at all. I don't care if it's on an airplane. So.
Wow. Okay. Not even on a plane. Very good.
Not even on a plane.
Not even on a plane.
Did you see The Crow?
Me?
Tell me.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I never saw The Crow. I didn't even watch this trailer. I don't need to see this movie. Steaming.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and it was like, oh, this looks horrible. 100% steaming. I mean, coming out on August 23rd also means they don't expect it to do much either. That's kind of the end of the summer dead date, not even Labor Day weekend. So, yeah, steaming.
Yeah, this one looks bizarre. It looks like really just thrown together. I never really enjoyed a lot. I mean, the first one's pretty good, but I've just never really, and I know that's kind of an out there take. Like, it's not a hill I'm going to die on that I don't like any of The Crows. Like, it's fine. Again, it looks indie. Skarsgård is always good, but I'm not wasting my time on it. Steaming.
All right. So for the last one coming out August 30th, what happens to Sony Pictures when their biggest man, Spider-Man, ends up going to the Marvel Universe? It's like, wait a minute. We got tons of Spider-Verse people. I mean, this Madam Web is going to be a hit, y'all. I guarantee Madam Web is going to be a hit. I got an idea. There was this other guy, Kraven the Hunter. Yeah, he was a bad guy. What if we make him like, you know, not such a bad guy and make a movie about it? And that's what we get on August 30th with Kraven the Hunter. Tony?
So are we like spoiling your pick right away with that whole description? I mean, should I just go ahead and answer it for you?
I assume nobody on this panel is going to say screening. I could be totally wrong.
I don't know. You have to wait. Chris is the Marvel zombie. So if anybody's going to say it, it's going to be him.
Well, but see, here's the I never saw Carnage. And I'm Spider-Man, but I've never seen Carnage. I haven't seen Venom 2. And Kraven's one of my favorite villains in Spider-Man. But I'm with you. They're going, this is so bad. Steaming. I'm sorry.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
I mean, it's not even like his backstory or his powers are the same.
And hasn't the trailer been playing for over 3 years or something?
Yes. The hard thing you got to watch out for now is since there hasn't been very many trailers, there's a lot of fake trailers out there for Kraven where there's that one. I don't think it's Screen Rant. Screen Culture kind of fools you into making you think they're legit and they're not, because they'll take like part of a real trailer and then mix in some other crap. So you really got to watch out for some. That's the hardest thing about watching trailers on YouTube is there's so much fake stuff out there.
Yeah, if my description didn't give it away, it's steaming for me also. I didn't see Madam Web, no interest, and then after hearing how bad it was, I don't think this is going to be much better.
Man, they were making fun of Madam Web, like Sydney Sweeney? She was making fun of Madam Web like the next day on SNL. It hadn't even been out more than 24 hours. So listen, I've never been a fan of Kraven and a Hunter in the comics. This is more Chris territory. Even for Marvel, he's a D-list Marvel guy. The trailer doesn't really help it much. It probably should be streaming, but no, it's steaming.
For the record, Kraven is not D-list, but but he's also not like A-list. He might be a B. We'll call him B-list. He's fine.
I'll go with B-.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I like Kraven. He's not my favorite Spidey villain by any stretch of the imagination. He's got tons of other cooler villains like Doc Ock and things. But I've never watched Morbius. Will never watch Morbius. I've not seen Venom 2. Will probably not see it, even though it's got Carnage in it. I didn't see Madam Web. We'll never see Madam Web. And I will probably never see Kraven the Hunter. So it's steaming, 100%.
There's a lot of those that you mentioned that I'll probably stumble upon.
Something
about Madam Web that has me interested in the story. But yeah, I mean,
no, the story is stupid. I mean, I've read the synopsis of the script and seen people break down the synopsis of the script. The whole premise of the movie is stupid. And it's like, how did they even think this was a good idea? Now, Kraven, I could see why people might think, hey, this might be a good idea. And it's got a decent cast, but good Lord. Right.
Well, and that's their way of trying to make a guy who has always kind of been a villain, and they're just trying to make him likable enough to maybe start some money.
You know, Venom's an anti-hero. They're making Kraven an anti-hero, even though in the comics he definitely is not.
Right.
He's a total douche in the comics, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Last three movies were all steaming for everybody.
For all 12 picks there? Nice.
Yeah, all 12
picks. I think you were onto something with the end of August there, Marty. Yeah.
That's the pump and dump right there.
It is.
Pump and dump.
And it's hard because with four rounds, we only covered, what did we cover, 17 movies?
Yeah.
So, you know, and the last round is always, well, I'll let you explain it. Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to do four rounds of draft. And for the first three rounds, are going to be picking from these 17 movies that we just went over, which do we think is going to make the most during the summer? And then what we're going to do is at the end of the summer, take those three rounds of picks, add them up, and whoever had made the most in the box office wins. Now, the fourth round is just a special, hey, how much can we gauge like a dark horse movie, one that we didn't talk about? Plus, it gives us a chance to maybe bring a movie to the table or the panel that we haven't had a chance to talk about that maybe you're excited about. So the fourth round is basically our dark horse pick. And so I guess we can go ahead and kick off the draft.
Before we do that, let me just say a couple of things about our discussion here. So looking back at this, generally for like Marty in the past, he generally has more screening than anybody, but this is the first year his steaming has beaten both screening and streaming.
Wow.
Oh, nice stat.
So that's eight steamings for you if I typed them all correctly.
Wow.
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, because your last five were all steaming.
Not much this summer excites me, y'all.
You even put steaming for Trap? I thought you had.
No, he's got streaming for Trap.
Streaming. I'm sorry, streaming.
Okay.
Yeah, so four there. But anyway, it's one of those things where I'm looking at this, and for like Dan, you know, he was mostly the streaming kind of guy. Then came steaming, then came screening. So, Chris, I'm always steaming. but we know that. But I mean, it's just interesting that we feel this way about the song. Is it because the theaters and the movie theater, movie producers haven't come back yet? They haven't put out the good stuff?
I think it has to do a bit with the strike. I think it has to do a bit with just like trying to get back into the whole gist of things. But also, you know, we've had a couple of really good blockbuster summers. There's a couple here that I don't think we're going to see Barbenheimer numbers, but at the same time, I think it had to do with strike, and I think it just had to do with some of the things that just kind of squeaked in at the last minute for a summer. This is one of the, in my opinion, it's one of the most more lackluster summers, but it's easier for me to go see the ones I really want to go see because I'm not trying to divide my attention, you know? Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way where because this is summer where it's, you know, this is, it, we're kind of like a, we're still empty nesters in a way because Lauren's going to London for like a month and DJ's going to be doing his own thing. So we'll still have a lot more weekends where Janice and I will be able to go to the theater. And I've been really interested to see what we can go to see in the theaters. And there's just not a lot that's just grabbing me for this summer. It is definitely different than the last few years or most years.
So here's the thing is, and now I'm just going to run over this real quick. I think one of the reasons why is there's nothing original. So if you look through this list and look for movies that are original, not based on a previous IP or a sequel, if The Fall Guy is really based on the TV show, I mean, maybe that could be original. I don't know. If it's original, Furiosa, based on something else, no. Garfield, no. Planet of the Apes, no. Bad Boys, no. Inside Out 2, no. Quiet Place, no. Despicable Me, no. Twisters, no. Deadpool, no. Harold and the Purple Crayon, I guess it's based on a book. That's right. Not original. Mm-hmm. Borderlands, no. Trap, original.
Right.
Alien, no. Crow, no. Craven, no.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
There's nothing original
yeah.
there.
If is original. But yeah.
Well, sort of.
But yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
I think people just like, can y'all just not make a sequel or make something based on something else?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're heading into the draft. So here it was 2 weeks ago. I was actually torn on what my first pick was.
Oh, come on.
No, I had started doing some research and stuff based on some other movies and stuff like that. But after the trailer dropped today for Deadpool Wolverine, and seeing the reaction it had, even though it's a rated R movie and even though it's a Marvel movie, and we said those don't do anything anymore, I've got to go with Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Total chalk. I mean, this is 100% number one pick. If I had number one pick, it would be what I took. So yeah.
I mean, I figured that everybody would have learned their lesson with Guardians from last year because, I mean, that definitely helped propel me into it. I mean, it's hard to say because I had Barbie too, but Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians was dropping the bucket.
If you throw out Guardians, you still won.
Exactly.
All right, so Chris is up.
Great pick. I wish you hadn't picked it because I definitely would have. I mean, this is an easy number two for me. And, I say easy because there could be some other ones that kind of come out of nowhere. But for me, If is the one. I think that it is going to hit with both kids and adults and just people in general that just love this kind of stuff. And Ryan Reynolds is, again, two back-to-back Ryan Reynolds movies. I think that Krasinski had a great idea with this. I think that the writing's going to be fun. It also starts May 17th. So it's got a long time to kind of get its legs if it doesn't get it immediately out there. So there are some other ones that could surprise us. But out of this list right now, besides one other, which I'm sure will be picked in the first round, I think Dan's got it.
There's two others. So you left one for me. So that's good.
Okay. Well, anyway. So If...
So for me, as Marty pointed out, original, I'm going to say everybody's going to try to ride the Barbie wave, The Fall Guy.
Ryan Emily Blunt.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. We'll find out pretty quick.
Got a lot of Ryans in this list right now.
Oh, my Lord. I'm just going to take the two animated movies and call it a day and win this year. Because I'm going to take Inside Out, Despicable Me, and I'm going to just ride into the sunset.
I don't think you're right about that. Because there's another one on there that I think will do bigger than your Despicable Me. But that's just me.
I think Despicable Me will do more than Inside Out.
They're both going to be $1 billion in the worldwide.
Worldwide, but
yeah, but still, domestic. I know, but you got to figure like a third of that will be here.
See, so here's the thing. That's where I was torn on. Despicable Me 3 did $1 billion, but only 250 million U.S. So I got thrown by those numbers at first. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. It wasn't as big a U.S. as what I thought it was.
At 4 and 5, I'll be happy just with those two because there's not really... Deadpool numbers. Yeah. So, I'll take the risk with those two. I'll tell you guys later what I was going to pick because I didn't think either one of those were going to fall to me. So I'll take them both.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, you're welcome.
Back to Tony.
Good. Yeah, back good to stuff me. For us.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the public is always disappointing me in their picks here. I mean, I thought that one comedy about the Russian was going to do really well when I picked it.
Yeah, but wasn't that your...
remember that.
Oh, no, that was your third pick.
The Machine.
The Machine. The Machine. Yeah.
So I'm torn here. For the love of...
Don't do it.
Disaster movies...
Don't do it.
...versus the scare factor, you know? You know what? I think people are, God, even though I don't want to see it, I'm going to put Twisters in there.
You son of a.
I know.
I wanted Twisters so bad.
I just think people are going to want that Independence Day, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's the perfect timing for that movie. And mm-hmm. Now it's tough.
I don't know. The next week is Deadpool. So it's only got
one week before it's going to be Eclipse. That's true. All right. Well, then I got to go with something smart that's going to have a little bit of a lead time for it. I'm torn between two since you didn't leave me with Twisters. I think that I just have to play it safe and go Furiosa.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a good pick. I thought that was going to be one of my picks at four.
Yeah. But I mean, it's got the pedigree. It's got a good cast. It's set, you know, of course, in the Mad Max universe, and it comes out May 24th. So, and again, he's running against Garfield and King of the Planet of the Apes, but come on. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I was torn between two, so you made it a little bit easier for me. Typically, the last trilogy did okay domestically, so I'm going to take a shot with Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad choice either.
Plus, I got back-to-back here is the problem. Boy, there is nothing else now, is there?
It's the wastelands, that's for sure.
It's the borderlands.
It's the borderlands. Watch us, none of us pick Borderlands and it makes like $1 billion. But anyway.
Is anybody going to watch Bad Boys? All right. Shoot. The kids have got to go see something on Memorial Day weekend. So the parents will take them to go see Garfield. So I'll say Garfield.
Wow, you're putting your eggs in one weekend. This is interesting.
Wow, Garfield over some of those others is interesting.
Oh, wow. This is
probably a stupid pick.
This is tough.
There are no stupid picks. Well, maybe The Machine, no. But there are the no machine. Stupid picks. No, I'm just kidding, Tony.
No, don't. That was a stupid pick.
I mean, I...
I hope you guys leave it for me because I'll be happy to take Borderlands off your hand. I'm taking it out in the last spot if you guys leave it for me. And you can make fun of me all you want next week.
I'm not making fun of you because I think it's got a good chance. But I also think this one is Borderlands is new. This one has an established thing. It is a little bit of a risk to take this, but I'll go with A Quiet Place.
Ah. Mm. Yeah, well, you made my choice easy then. Because I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Give me Borderlands.
Oh, come on, Tony. Oh, no, actually, you're allowed because you like Borderlands. So you also liked it. It wasn't like everybody else that was bashing on it.
Yeah.
You and me, we're Borderland bros here.
That's right.
Well, now that sucks because I wanted Borderlands. So now I wonder what the heck am I going to take?
You're going to take Harold in the Purple Crayon, even though it's not red.
No, I think... All right, so I think I'm actually just going to have to hope for enough people wanting to see Bad Boys. And I think it's going to make more money than Alien.
I don't know about that.
I
would have picked Alien, but that's just me.
But also, got to remember, kind of like what we said, June 7th, it's early for Bad
Boys.
It
is early.
And it's got a couple of weeks. So yeah, I'll go with Bad Boys. That's fine.
Especially for that kind of movie. I mean, it's got at least 3 weeks. Without having to worry about anything.
All right. So what happens now is we're going to do our dark horse picks. Movies that we did not talk about that you think may be a surprise hit this summer.
So I was happy to have a wraparound pick here because I only found a couple that may have a shot at making some money this summer. And I think I finish in last place in this category every single year. I always find a really bad one. But I'm going to go with Kevin Costner here. I think his Western epic is going to be pretty good. So yes. Horizon America Saga, part one.
Good pick.
But I think that's going to make some money. So
that was
I'm
on
glad
my
everybody
list.
Liked it because usually when I throw out a movie, people are like, I never even heard of that.
No.
I mean,
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Me too. And it's got the Kevin Costner effect. I mean, every woman over the age of 50 is going to want to go see the movie. So
and there's a lot of people in that movie too. And it
a
actually
lot
looks
of
pretty
people.
Good.
Yep. He spent so many years and so much money making this saga. So I think it's a good pick.
All right. So for me, I'm going to bring the Barbie crowd back. Fly Me to the Moon.
Dang it, Tony. Charlie, no.
Good job. On my list, too. Dang nicely done.
That's my next one on my list, too.
Oh, it's that is going to
be, it's going to be bigger than Borderlands. It's going to be bigger than Twisters.
Oh, all the women are going to go watch this.
Yep. Oh, I'm watching this. I'm so well, screening
all the
this.
Women.
That's right. And you'll be sitting next to me.
Oh, now I gotta find something else now.
Well, after yours, I'll tell you the other two that were on my list for this. If okay. I thought for sure Dan was going to do Fly Me to the Moon, but
it was my number two, to be honest. I only really found three decent ones, and then I realized I only needed one. So
all right, Chris, what you got?
Yeah, those two picks were on my list as well. I have two more, but I'm going to stick with this one because I have a gut feeling about this one. Pseudo horror, and this is not truly horror, mm-hmm. It's more psychological horror, but I gotta mm-hmm. go with The Watchers.
Yep.
It's got the M. Night, but it's not M. Night, it's a Shauna Knight. So mm-hmm. And it's based on a novel, and it looks creepy, it looks fun. It's just exactly what you kind of want in the middle of the summer. I think it's gonna be the true dark horse on this.
There's another horror movie coming out too that I
No, but who's the other big actress?
The Strangers Chapter One.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that movie. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that one. Okay, what's that, Tony? Sorry.
Who was the other big actor or actress in it? There was somebody else in this that I was like, oh, this is funny. Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So you got a good name. You got a good actress. You've got actually a pretty good cast. And the whole, they're in the Irish forest and they're being watched by mysterious creatures. I mean, come on. It's mm-hmm. just awesome. Anyway.
I haven't seen a trailer for that one.
I hadn't either.
Watched, yeah. It's, yeah. Chills.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be good. I mean, that's one of those that I would enjoy because it's not that spook out gross horror. It brings me back to, you know, what was the Shyamalama Ding Dong movie with the cape people and they climb out over the fence?
Oh.
Are you talking about The Village?
The Village.
The Village. Yeah,
The Village. Yeah.
That, it gave me that feel.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
All right, Marty, what's it going to be?
Do I go with a biopic on a famous person that people like or Nick Cage?
Nick Cage.
I noticed there's another horror movie out there too, Marty, that I thought was going to be pretty good. Although maybe it's not summer. I thought it was summer. But.
Shoot. Mm-hmm. Is people going to go watch a movie about Amy Winehouse? I'm going to see Nick Cage in a horror movie.
Nick Cage in a horror movie.
I think so. Sometimes Nick Cage will get a surprise mm-hmm. bump here and there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do Long Legs.
Yeah, I would agree with that one.
Okay.
I was thinking of Speak No Evil, but I think that's in September. So I don't know if that really.
And I wish that Beverly Hills Cop was not on Netflix. If it was in theaters, mm-hmm. that's a good dark horse right there.
Yeah, that was the one until I realized that was if Fly Me to the Moon went to Dan, I was going to go with the Axel F, the Beverly Hills Cops one. But then I was like, oh, crap, he's not going to the theater.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen a trailer for Speak No Evil? Did you guys see that trailer?
I haven't yet.
I have not.
Oh, you should look it up. It's James McAvoy. Pretty spooky James McAvoy.
Well, he does a great job in Split.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Glass. Yeah. But Glass is a whole
different
animal.
Yeah, but this is a little subtle. Like it's better because it's subtle spooky. You know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah. But it's cool. You should see that trailer for sure.
All right. So let me wrap this up. Make sure I took good notes on this. So for Marty, his first pick, and he's going to win the whole thing because Deadpool is going to mm-hmm. carry him for the summer. Then he's got Planet of the Apes number 23 or whatever number that one is. And then the Garfield live action film. I know it's not, but he's got Garfield. He's hoping that whole weekend covers for him. And then his dark horse is Long Legs. Chris comes in with If, and people will be like, If? But it may work for him. Then Furiosa, Mad Max. The only thing that could save it is Tina Turner and her songs. but then we've got A Quiet Place, Day One. And everybody will be walking out of the theater saying this is crap at Day One. And then the Dark Horse will be The Watchers. I come in with The Fall Guy only because I need as long a lead time to make money over the summer to even compete with you guys. Then Twisters because everybody, like my wife, they love a good disaster movie. And this movie will be a disaster. Followed up by the only one that's not a disaster is Borderlands. It'll be the sleeper hit of the summer.
I swear, if Borderlands is good, I'll eat my head.
You know, that's the same spot third round of the third pick was the same spot I took.
It is not going to do Barbie numbers, but still.
It's not doing Barbie numbers. If that movie makes over 200 million domestic, I'll be surprised.
Okay. All right, I'm going to write it down in here so we can look at it next year.
Yeah, we can. 200 million, yeah. And then Fly Me to the Moon was my dark horse pick, because who doesn't like Chatham? Yeah, Chatham.
Channing Tatum.
And then Dan, he's going all anime with his Inside Out, number two.
Not animated.
I know it isn't. I'm making fun of all this. Despicable Me, number 27. And then we've got Bad Boys. What you going to do? Not go to the theater and see this song.
What you going
to
break?
Yeah. And then this epic Western Kevin Costner film based on Yellowstone, whatever the name it was. I typed down Horizon Saga. I'll figure it out later. That was our picks for our big draft of 2024. Chris, get ready to have number one last pick next year.
What? You think I got the weakest? You're kidding me.
No. Oh, you think? Oh, I thought you meant number one.
No, yeah, I have the, I he's thinking I'm last. That's bull hockey.
Oh, you think you'll have number one? So you, Marty's going to carry it.
No. I don't think I have the most.
I'm either going to be first or last with
Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, you're last.
I'm not first. I'm the last. And I think Marty's going to make an absolute killing, because nobody's going to go to the movies except to see Deadpool 3 this summer.
So absolutely.
He could be right. I think Marty could win this. I just think you just never know with kids.
It's the obvious choice with Deadpool.
Yeah, but then what was the obvious choice last year, right? Indiana Jones. You know, I mean.
I still think it was Guardians Flash. Last year.
Guardians. Was the obvious so pick. I picked Indiana Jones, and it was a heart pick, and I lost that. But I lost out on that because Guardians was way, way bigger. But I picked Indy because it was a heart pick. I would have picked Twisters as a heart pick, but I mean, Tony took that away. So we'll see how Quiet Place Furiosa does. But y'all, if you think that If is not going to make huge money, you're sleeping on something, and it's going to be huge. Mark my words.
No, I think it could be big. How big was Wonka? Because I kind of put that in the same place.
But Wonka made 218 domestic. And so Spider-Man actually, did somebody take, Tony took Spider-Man last year, right?
I don't remember. Spider-Man?
Somebody took it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, let me go back because I have it from last year. Tony took Fast X and Spider-Verse. So Spider-Verse actually outperformed Guardians domestically. So last year it was Barbie, Super Mario Brothers, Spider-Man, Guardians, Oppenheimer, Little Mermaid, Wonka, and then Ant-Man. Those were the biggest. Those were domestic only, according to Box Office Mojo.
Wow. So Wonka was up there. So, yeah, I think If could be that same sort of vibe as Wonka and make over 200 mil easily.
I think it'll make more than that.
Really?
I'm going to put a bet out there right now. It's going to make like $350 million.
It could. I mean, wow. Like I said, you can't underestimate Ryan Reynolds' cachet right now. You just can't.
It's Ryan Reynolds. It's imaginary friends. It's like, have you seen all the trailers? It is the best looking movie this summer. It just is. Hands down. Sorry.
No, and Chris, we couldn't remember. Have you ever won this?
Oh, yeah. When I picked Jurassic World.
I think he won it. Like, we were talking about this pre-show. I think he won the first year.
No, I think it was the second year, but I picked Jurassic World and it just blew everything away that summer. But yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So I wonder if it's Marty's got three, I've got two, Chris has two, or Chris and Tony both have one, maybe?
I don't remember.
Let's just hope an astute, a stout listener can tell us.
They don't care. That's what they don't care.
And a stout, astute.
Somebody go back and listen to our old episodes and tell us what the record is. It's like, oh wow, that's some serious homework. Well, as always, guys, thank you so much for coming on. This is always a blast. And I hope that you guys will come on in the fall when we can do a follow-up and see how we did, what movies that we actually went and saw. Was Borderlands good or not? I mean, that's going to be the discussion topic when we get back together.
Are you kidding me? There's so many good movies coming out in the fall this year that we can almost have a draft for the fall. It's amazing how many more better movies. I feel like this year has been front-loaded and back-loaded.
I agree. There's a lot of good stuff coming out in the fall. I don't know what's coming out in the holidays, but I know some good fall movies.
What's some fall movies?
Oh, I would have to search.
Okay, don't know.
Yeah, I thought
I would off the top of your head if you knew some.
It just seems like it was a lot of good stuff coming up.
All right. Well, guys, if people want to find out where they can come listen to you and everything like that, let's find out where we can do that. Chris, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter, or I will never call it X. Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at DiceHateMe. You can also find me on Instagram at DiceHateMe, although I don't post there very much. But you can always contact me on either of those platforms, and you can always hear me on the Geek All Stars with Dan.
Speaking of Dan,
you can find me on Twitter, and I also get off my lawn. Will never call it X. But you can find me on Twitter at GeekJockDan. You can find me on the Geek All Stars, and that's about it. So, I mean, I've got some other stuff out there, but that's the best stuff. And I always want to thank you guys for having us on, because this is my this is one of my crown jewels of the year. I have a lot of fun talking about, you know, obviously we love games, especially with, you know, your show and our show. We love talking about board games. But, man, I love talking about movies.
I love talking about movies.
This is a ton of fun to do the show.
Yep.
That's why you two are the perfect guests, because y'all keep up with all this stuff. You're very knowledgeable. I mean, you got to see what I deal with my co-host. It's like, I've never seen Aliens.
So. Okay, by the way, Tony, you got to promise us you got to see Aliens before we come back in the fall.
Oh, my God. Okay. Please do.
I'll see Aliens before. I mean, you know, hey, I'll own it. He's got to deal with it. He had to go out and do some other videos with people to talk all this pop culture crap. I don't know what's going on. That's okay. I'm fine with that. And you can find me at Rolling Dice and Taking Names. You cannot find me on Twitter or X. And I'm on the Instagram under the Dice and Names when I have it loaded on my phone. Other than that, that's about all I do.
So Marty, you want some movies that are coming out?
Sure.
So Joker will be out in October. The Joker's
sequel. I forgot about Joker.
Sequel.
Time on that. How do y'all feel about that? I am very mixed right now.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, it's really...
It. Yeah, okay. I absolutely hate it.
DC guy? You
hate
it?
I'm not.
Did you not like the first one?
No.
Really?
Oh, you didn't like the first one?
You got to remember, I'm more of a... I'm a hero. I'm a Superman. I'm a bright hero guy.
You're not
the
a...
darker movie is not...
You're not a Vertigo guy.
Right. I'm not a Vertigo
guy. Yeah, okay. All right, gotcha.
But I know I'm... But I will fully admit I'm in the minority and maybe in the wrong about that.
Not necessarily in the wrong. Yeah, it's just not what you like.
No, it's not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm more of a Vertigo guy. So.
And so then they've got the other Venom. They've got Gladiator 2. Gladiator 2 will be out.
That's going to be weird.
Yep. Wicked. Wicked Part 1. The Karate Kid thing will be out.
That's interesting.
Mufasa, The Lion King, which that's kind of could be. And then there's another Lord of the Rings thing, The War of the Rohirrim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That I'm interested in because that's animated.
Is that what that is? Okay. And Nosferatu will be out for those of you that like that.
Interested in that.
Yep. And so that's kind of you know, the big ones that I saw. I thought there was going to be... Oh, I think Moana 2 is supposed to be out.
I think Moana 2 is coming out, yeah.
Okay.
That'll do gangbusters. That should have been a summer movie.
Yeah, I don't know why. I wonder if they push it back to next summer.
They must have pushed it so Inside Out 2 could have its own place, and then they'll do it later. Yeah.
But would they want to compete against Mufasa? Because isn't that was got to be Disney too? Even though
Mufasa's the live action thing. Yeah, which is not live action. I'm doing air quotes. It's good radio. Sorry.
Yep, that's all I've got.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again. We will have you back on in the fall. Thanks everybody for listening. Make sure to go out to our Discord channel. Tony will have our picks out there, so you can tell us what you think. What movies do you think are going to make a lot of movies? What movies do you think is going to make a lot of movies? Wow, Marty. What movies do you think is going to make a lot of money this summer? Come to our Discord channel and let us find out. And you can find all those links over at RollDiceTakeNames.com. You can find us on all social medias at Dice and Names. Tony, if you give us our tagline, we'll get out of here.
Hey, Marty, keep rolling dice.
And taking names.